Hey guys, it's Emily here, and big thanks to you tuning in for this week's episode of my forensics podcast. I hope you're excited about this episode as I am, because today we're going to be talking about a really well-known case that's very notorious, especially in American history, maybe even world history. So without further ado, let's get into it. All right, let's get into this week's case study. So as I mentioned, this case is very notorious here in America. So I introduce to you the case of O.J. Simpson. Okay, so a brief rundown. On the night of June 12th, 1994, Simpson's ex-wife and her friend Ronald Goldman were stabbed to death outside her Los Angeles condominium. Ex-boyfriend and national celebrity, O.J. Simpson quickly became the prime suspect. Instead of surrendering to the police after being notified of impending charges, Simpson hid in the back of a sport utility vehicle driven by his friend A.C. Cowlings. After being told that Simpson had a gun to his own head, law enforcement officers proceeded by following the vehicle at low speeds for more than an hour. The attempted escape was televised live nationally, showcasing to an estimated 95 million people. To show support, hundreds of Simpsons fans lined the streets. The chase finally ended at Simpson's home in Brentwood, California, where he was placed under arrest and taken into police custody. Simpson was formally arraigned on July 20th, 1994, where he entered a plea of not guilty. The trial began on January 24th, 1995, with Lance Ito, sorry about mispronunciation, as presiding judge. The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office, led by Marcia Clark and Christopher Darden, placed emphasis on the domestic violence that had occurred prior to and after the Simpsons' divorce in 92 as a motive for the murders. On the other hand, the Simpson defense was based largely on the grounds that that evidence had been mishandled, contaminated, if you will, and that many members of the Los Angeles Police Department were racist, specifically Mark Furman, a detective who allegedly found a bloody leather glove at Simpson's home. The defense team argued that the glove could not have been Simpson's because it had appeared too small for his hand when he tried it on in the courtroom. In addition to the glove, the defense claimed that the other important evidence had been planted by the racist police to frame Simpson. Over the course of the trial, which lasted more than 8 months, an estimated 150 witnesses testified. However, Simpson never took the stand. Many cable television networks devoted long stretches of time to speculation about the case and to public opinion of it. The belief in Simpson's innocence or guilt was divided for the most part along racial lines, with the majority of African Americans in support and most white Americans believing he is guilty. Millions watched the television proceedings at the trial throughout the day, and anyone involved in the case became an instant celebrity. On October 2, 1995, the jury finally began deliberating and reached a verdict in less than 4 hours. However, the judge, Ito, delayed the announcement until the following day. On October 3rd, Simpson was found not guilty of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. After the news spread, polls of public opinion continued to break down along racial lines. Whites were mostly dismayed by the jury's decision, whereas the majority of African Americans supported it, seeing it as a victory in a racist legal system. Although Simpson was acquitted in the criminal cases, he was later sued by the victims' families for wrongful death, which that trial began in October 1996. After a few short months, the jury for this trial found him responsible for the deaths of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman and awarded the victims' families $33.5 million in damages. Okay, so that's my brief description of this case. Next, we're going to be talking about who's involved. So, obviously, you have the victims, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. And the notorious famous celebrity suspect, O.J. Simpson. So here on the defense, I didn't mention this earlier, but they called themselves the Dream Team. And that consisted of Ethel Bailey, Robert Blazer, Sean Chapman Holly, Robert Shapiro, Alan Dershowitz, and Johnny Cochran, who later became the lead in the trial. And then, of course, I mentioned this, they were up against Los Angeles District Attorney's Office, which composed of Marcia Clark and Christopher Darden. They also talked about the LA police being racist, and specifically Detective Mark Furman, and he's the one that found the bloody glove, which was one of the main pieces of evidence they tried to put on Simpson, and he's known as the most racist detective. We also have the friend AC Cowlings, who drove the car during OJ's attempted escape. And then of course we have Justice Judge Lance Ito. Okay, so this crime took place in Los Angeles, California. The crime itself was committed on the night of June 12th, 1994, and the trial was taking place during 1995. All right, as far as evidence goes, as I mentioned, most people know this case because of the lack of care of evidence, and most of the evidence was contaminated or believed to be planted at the scene. So that includes like the gloves, the blood, shoe prints, anything in both crime scenes. There was the original, so if you know the layout of the setting, there was Nicole's house, and like down the street or in the same neighborhood was OJ's house. So if he did commit this crime, he didn't have to travel very far, is what I'm getting at. So that was interesting. As far as more evidence, you've got the glove, which I've mentioned, blood stains, there's obviously the victim's bodies and the shoe prints, and then I didn't mention this, but they found blood of OJ's, Ronald's, and the ex-wife's in his car. That looks quite suspicious. How did the suspect become a suspect? Well, he's had domestic violence issues in the past with his ex-wife, so that was laid on him pretty hard, and they found the glove at his house. The police actually were making sure he was okay after they heard about it, and they found some stuff at his house. That's how he became a suspect. Did he have means, motive, opportunity? Means, motive, opportunity, it doesn't really say. He's had violence issues in the past. I'm wondering if that he was ticked off at them or anything. He violence issues could have been that. Opportunity, Nicole was at her house alone and the friend had showed up, so they weren't expecting it, that's for sure. So I would say he had means, motive, an opportunity, but it's unclear. So legal outcome. The murder trial found OJ not guilty, but he was later sued for wrongful death, and from that the victim's family gained $33.5 million in damages. Alright, so reflections time. So, as we know, O.J. Simpson is very well known. Some may even say a football legend or hero. His case sparked up racial debates, which primarily caught the world on fire, on top of a national celebrity being accused of murder. Because think of that, it's not every day you get a news segment talking about how one of your most notorious celebrities in your country has possibly murdered their ex-wife and the friend of the ex-wife. You just don't hear that every day, or at least I don't hear it every day. I personally think this case is famous because it proves that not everyone is who they say it is or they pretend to be. I'm not saying Simpson was never completely honest with everyone around him, but it was never proven he who committed the crime, nor was it ever proven that he never committed the crime. The crime. Oh my goodness. So I think this case personally just shows that even people we look up to most or place on a high pedestal are not perfect. So I think this case provides a very needed life lesson, if that makes sense. This is one that I treasure, actually, to not like pretend that everyone is perfect or hold them so much more superior to everybody else. So, all right, that I believe closes my podcast episode for this week. I hope you enjoyed. Make sure to tune in next week for a new case study. I enjoyed it. Hope you did too. Have a great day. Bye.